when love goes astray and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Friday, January 20, 2012. Lest I forget, go Giants. Kick their butts this week. I am honored. I am truly honored to have E.L. James with me today. E.L. has made it all the way from London to talk about her three books. Let me give you the titles real quick. There is 50 Shades of Grey. She's putting on her glasses, so she'll be able to remember her books. 50 Shades of Grey, 50 Shades Darker, and the newly released 50 Shades Freed. Welcome.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
Thank you so much for coming in. I wasn't sure how we were going to do the technology of interviewing you across the pond.
I know.
First of all, how do we get the books? Let's talk about that first.
How can you get them? You can get them from Amazon. You can get them from iTunes. iTunes, I think. And you can get them...
on your Kindle. That's how I have mine on my Kindle.
They're available online. They are available for print as well through the publisher's website, which is called the Writer's Coffee Shop Publishing House. Okay. Get them there as well. So, yes, in all those places.
Now, why have I found this book? This book wasn't written for men, was
it? It wasn't. It really, really wasn't, no.
It's written... Did you intend for mass audience of this book, or did you...
No, not at all. I've been very, very, very surprised by the reaction to the books and the fact that they seem to be... selling and stuff, so it's been extraordinary.
Okay,
the response.
Okay, because we were talking before, and let me ask you, you're not a writer by profession.
No,
long term.
No. I actually work in television production, but I'm thinking of moving across the other side of the fence and into the creative side and
as well you should
do this more. I'm going to take a bit of a sabbatical from what I do. I've been working until very recently for a company called Pet Productions. Hello, Lisa, Dave, Alex, and I was their head of production, and basically we produce television comedy. I literally work for a bunch of comedians. So
that's funny. I work for a bunch of comedians too. They're called divorce clients.
two wonderful, in fact, three wonderful British comedians, and I've had a lot of fun in the last couple of years working with them.
So, and how did you get to start to write these books? These are not your first books, correct?
They're your first published books. Yes. Well, I kind of got bitten by the writing bug having read Twilight, and all of those books. I was completely inspired by
which
Stephanie
team were
Meyer.
You on?
Oh, Team Edward. Always.
Okay, just checking.
And I read them back in Christmas 2008, and just fell in love and just read and reread, and then I sat down and wrote a novel, and then I sat down and wrote another novel, and it's kind of went from there, really.
And how'd you get involved with the Grey series?
I always seem to write things I know nothing about, and so I just kind of...
Is that a disclaimer at the beginning? I don't know anything about this topic.
Well, kind of. And I just was interested. I'd read some stuff about BDSM, and I just thought, I was fascinated, and I did a lot of research, and out of that came the idea of what if you met someone and you didn't want to do this, and they did, and how would that develop, and stuff. So I just kind of wrote it from that point of view, really. That's where it went.
Interesting. And for our listeners who have not read your books, what would you say they're about?
In a nutshell, I would say it's a love story with a kink. That's all I would say.
I agree with you. Because I'm one of those few people who's actually read the first two books. I could only find it on my Kindle this morning, so I have not yet downloaded it. But I can assure you by the end of the day, I will download it. I don't know when I'll finish it, but I'm going on vacation. But I'm going on a vacation a week from tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to reading them. I have so many questions. So many questions. Let's start with this one. I discovered you at a Hanukkah party. How about that? I discovered you at a Hanukkah party.
Really?
I was with my girlfriend and her three sons and their wives.
Mm-hmm.
And the wives could not stop talking about this book. Just in terms of, I can't put it down, I'm up until 3 o'clock in the morning. So Larry says, well, what are they about? Oh, we can't talk to you about that. So their mother-in-law says, when I'm not there, what are they about? And they go, we can't talk to you about that. We sleep with your sons. So I'm intrigued. And I think that night I had actually downloaded the first book, and I had no idea what it was about when I started it. Had absolutely no idea. It hooks you quick. I will say that.
Oh, good.
Hook may not be the right term, but it certainly did grab my attention. I won't tell you I couldn't put it down, but I'm not the target audience.
No, you certainly aren't.
I am not the target audience. However, you should know that, you know, what is it that Howard Stern says? Radio is the lowest rung of show business. So you want to be able to communicate with both the males and the females in media, if you want to call me in media. I always laugh when we have the Christmas party at the end of the year, and I say, it's a talent party, and apparently this is the only place I'm talent. So, we're going to go to a break in a minute, but why don't we start with, why is this book striking a chord with so many women?
It baffles me. I had a fantastic evening yesterday. This wonderful woman called Liz. Thank you, Liz, if you're listening, who runs a website called Diva Moms, did a launch party, a very private launch party for me yesterday, where we had about 75, 80 women came to this event.
Wow.
And they were, it was extraordinary, absolutely extraordinary.
No men, right?
There were a few men. They were okay. Scattered about the place. And they were just telling me how it's made a huge difference in their lives in terms of the sex they're having, frankly.
Good. We're going to talk about that when we get back from our break. You know, ladies, it's easier for you to ask the questions than it is for me. 877-480-4120. Men, you may have questions too. You're certainly free to call. If we don't like your question or I'm totally uncomfortable with it, we'll move on to the next one. But you, most people know that I'm comfortable with most anything. You can email your questions if you're too shy to call to talk to us at larry@divorcedbybloom.com. And when we come back from the break, I'll give you the Facebook fan page. This is the Divorce Hour. I'm here with E.L. James. My name is Larry Bloom, your host, and we are on Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Thank you. Hi, this is psychic medium Betsy Cohen, host of the show The Power of Intuition. Join me at TalkingAlternative.com Mondays at 11 a.m. Call in for a free psychic reading. Learn how to tune into your intuition to feel better and to create your optimum life. I'm here to guide you and to assist you in creating the life that you deserve. Listen every Monday at 11 a.m. on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
That is Devo singing Whip It. I told you we were going to have fun.
Oh, Larry, please.
I told you we were going to have fun with the music today.
Oh, please.
So, you know, not only is it a love story, but it's a fantasy.
Oh, definitely. Right? It's my fantasy.
We've got a woman who's a virgin. Right?
For some of the time, yes.
Well, at the beginning, when we first meet her.
Yes.
And I love all the names, too. I love everybody's name. Got a great name. That must be from your British upbringing. You've got these very formal names. Christian, Anastasia.
Yeah.
So, Carrick.
Carrick, yes.
Great names. Why is this book striking such a chord? Other than the sex.
I don't know. I mean, just talking to the wonderful women I met yesterday, they kind of have fallen in love with Christian, I think, or they hate him. I mean, that's, you know, it goes both ways.
Or they hate him?
Oh God, yes, because he's so controlling and so this and so that and da da da.
Yeah, let me interrupt you for a minute because we do have a caller.
Okay.
We have Joe on line one. Is this a male Joe or a female Joe?
Female Joe.
Female Joe. Hello, Joe. How are you?
Hi, Larry. I did read the first book, which I loved. I'm halfway finished with the second one. I'm curious to know who she based the main character, Christian, on, and how did she get all this information on all this good stuff that she wrote about?
This good stuff.
Hello, Joe. Thank you for calling in. Christian is kind of a fantasy, really. He's my fantasy man, and I decided to share him with everybody. So that's kind of where it went. Someone's just interrupted me. In terms of research, I just Google is my friend. That's all I'll say about that. And I've got some very alarming stuff on my computer. Which I'm sure, if anyone ever found out, my children would probably be taken away from me. But it's something that I have to delete every now and again. But no, I did a lot of research around all of this stuff, and that was fun, frankly. So I won't say too much about that. But yeah, that's where it's from.
So what you're telling us is that Christian is not your husband?
No, thank God. Frankly. No, my husband is it's not my husband. So,
and I will tell you that I will never look at little silver balls the same again.
Yeah, that can be fun.
Joe, you want to know an interesting fact that I learned while I was talking to EL before the show? And that's this. Her husband is a writer who edited the first draft.
Oh.
Those must have been some really interesting conversations.
Yes, they were.
I would have liked to have been a fly on the wall.
I would think it must have taken a long time to write this book.
Oh, yes, it was a fun process, I can tell you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, and keep them. I'd like to say keep them coming, but I mean the book.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, and thank you for reading.
And hopefully this has spiced up your sex life as well, Joe.
Well, you know, I just might try this out on my boyfriend. One never knows.
Okay, good luck.
Good
luck to you.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Bye.
So, Christian Grey is... Since Joe brought him up, I'll start with him. I was going to start with Anastasia, much more interesting character to me. But let me tell you my two favorite characters in the books. The inner goddess and the subconscious. They are my favorite characters in the book.
Yeah.
They're like the good and evil Jiminy Crickets on her shoulder.
They're sort of comic-like relief, really, because some of the stuff gets quite heavy. And I think... you know, you have to have a sense of humor about most things. I think the sense of humor is one of the best things that you can gift anyone or to have. So that's what they're in there for. And I think the interesting thing about the inner goddess is that Anna doesn't really discover hers until she's sort of discovers Christian, really. He brings that out in her.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah,
I would have thought that she was a regular feature in her life.
No inner goddess until
Christian.
Yes.
Okay. And Christian is... You didn't have a model in mind? I know you hadn't met me before you wrote the book, so it can't possibly be me. But
I've always dreamed of you, Larry. That's,
thank you. I mean, you know, kind of like the George Clooney type.
Absolutely. Definitely.
Okay, just checking.
I think Christian's in the eye of the beholder. That's what I always say.
Okay, interesting. So. And I think we have another caller. So we'll take the caller. The caller is... Sorry, the caller is Rachel. Hello, Rachel. How are you today?
I'm good. Great. Thanks for taking the call. I'm having a hard time not laughing while I'm trying to ask a question. I wanted to know, other than the Christian Grey series, do you have any other projects in the works? I'm really intrigued to read something maybe a little bit different.
It's interesting that you should say. I have quite a few ideas for stuff, and I wrote two novels before this. I'd really like to rewrite those because they seriously need rewriting. So yes, I have lots of things in the pipeline. I've not really had time because of all of this kind of exploding on me. I've just not really had time. Because I've been working and all of this, as well as trying to promote the books and all of that kind of stuff, I've not really had time to concentrate on that. But I will. I will. I'm going to try and get back to writing because I miss it. I miss it enormously, and I get really quite twitchy when I'm not writing it. So, Rachel, I would like to go back to it.
Rachel, you want to hear something interesting?
There could be anything more interesting than imagining EL being twitchy.
Well, very good.
Rachel, that's very funny.
It's a pretty sight, I will tell you that. But there's talk about making this series, or at least the first book, into a movie. Correct?
Well, there's been interest. Yes. I think that's the thing that's shocked me more than anything. I was happily sitting at home. Doing God knows what the night before New Year's Eve, and I've got the first email, and then I got more emails asking various people and production companies and producers and stuff asking about where the film rights available. So I've got the lovely Valerie helping me with that, and thank you, Valerie. And I don't know where that will go.
It sounds like fun. I just can't imagine what the rating would be.
Well, I think we can all imagine what the rating would be.
Please, doesn't no fade to black.
Sorry?
No fade to black, please.
Oh, no, I want bright lights for this one.
Well, yeah. Yes, well, I mean, it's, you know. It's,
I could see the audience, though. 99% female. No, I won't go with my husband to see this movie.
Well, we'll see. I mean, it's, you know, it's just a... It's just interesting.
Thank you so much for calling in, Rachel. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No, I love the book and I love you and thanks a lot.
Okay, and get ready to read the third because the third is available.
Yes,
I'm reading it.
You're reading it. Good. Good.
Thank you, Rachel.
Let us know how you like it.
Thank you.
Okay, that's great. So if you want to call in like Joe or Rachel, the phone number here is 877-480-4120. If you are too shy to talk to us directly... Come on, don't be so shy. What we want to do is we want to email Larry at Divorce by Bloom. That is somebody calling in now looking to talk to me. Sorry, I didn't silence my cell phone. I got so excited with the interview. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom here with E.L. James at Talking Alternative. We will be back in a minute.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
Michael Jackson, Beat It. I told you, I have fun
I'm
with the music.
I'm speechless, Larry.
The next two songs are not quite in the same line.
Quite, so on the nose, I think.
So we have this innocent girl, Anastasia.
Yes.
Named after the Russian Tsar, his daughter, right?
Yes, actually, yes. I did. I studied history at university, and I did my dissertation on the on the fall of the Tsar. So, yeah. It's
okay.
A thing of mine. Yeah.
All right. So because that's the way I pictured her. I did picture her, you know, like that little girl, you know, very sexually innocent before she meets this man.
Absolutely.
And to say the least, she gets an education.
She gets a very broad education in a lot of things, yes. Yes, she does.
And I guess it was important for the story that she not have a sexual past.
I think so, yes. I think it would have been... I mean, she discovers things along with the reader. And for me, it was having her sort of a sexual virgin, and Christian's an emotional virgin. So that's the, you know, they discover those things together. So that's what that was about.
And you have the development of both people, because you have a woman who is so sexually naive, and you have a man who is learning to trust.
Absolutely. He's a very jaded.
Let me tell you, so that we can actually connect this back to the subject of divorce. Admittedly, the show has nothing to do with divorce. Let's face it. I wanted you on because I wanted to talk to you. Okay. But, you know, and these people aren't married, and I think there's a good reason why they aren't married. Could you imagine 50 Shades with grandchildren of their own? You know, and they, you know, and they find Probably. And they find Anastasia's diary, for instance. Okay, you know, I just don't see that. But again, all these women from all over, what have they told you about their sex lives? Have their sex lives improved as a result?
Apparently, yes, big time.
So we have women who are starting to take charge.
In the bedroom. I mean, I've learned two things yesterday, just talking to the women that I met. And I'm just going to say it because sort of.
No, please say it.
One of them said to me that she's 43 years old and never had an orgasm, but now has. So that was fantastic.
So she's taking responsibility for her own sexual satisfaction.
I didn't actually go into any detail.
No, I understand.
Just a bit stunned when she said that to me, but I was delighted for her. You know, that's great news.
That is great news for anybody.
Yeah, absolutely. So
it's great news for a partner.
I'm sure. And I've had a lot of that feedback. In fact, one of the women said yes. You know, it's giving people permission to enjoy themselves. I don't know. It's a weird thing.
Well,
really.
It, you know, it is.
I don't really understand it, Larry.
It's 2012, exactly. And we're not as sexually liberated as we think we are. I mean, I'm not going to look. I'm a divorce lawyer for over 30 years. I've heard sex stories for my whole life, but nobody's as uninhibited as these two characters. I mean, it's incredible.
Well, I think he isn't. He's not. I think she is.
Okay, we have a caller on line one. That's Holly. Let's hear from Holly. Hello.
Hi, Yael. Hi, how are you?
Hello, Holly. Thank you for calling in.
Sure. I just want to know if you are amazed at the how everyone's taking this book.
I'm stunned. Absolutely stunned. I mean, it belongs to a very small publishing house. They haven't had a lot of money for publicity or anything like that, and this is all moved by word of mouth. That's the thing that has amazed me more than anything is how this is, you know, moving from town to town to town, and you can sort of track that. It's just been extraordinary. So I'm completely and utterly gobsmacked by it, to be honest. So it's just wild. And yesterday was so incredible. It was amazing just meeting people who feel so passionately about the books. It was such an honor, and very humbling as well at the same time. It was extraordinary. So yes, I don't really understand it, and I'm just amazed. That's what more can I say?
Yeah, and it's spreading like wildfire all through New York and New Jersey.
Oh, well, I'm in Pennsylvania, and it's spreading like wildfire across.
Really? Oh my, that's amazing.
Well, I'm looking at the map of people who are listening now, and this is not merely across the country. This is throughout the entire world that we have listeners right now. So, you know, first of all, thank you again for coming in. You know, it's nice to be heard everywhere around the world and throughout the country.
Well, Yael, thank you for a great escape. It's so much fun reading all the books.
Oh, well, thank you, and thank you for reading them. I'm glad you've enjoyed them.
Good luck. And write some more for us.
Okay. I'll see what I can do. Thanks very much, Holly.
Thanks.
Well, let me, in the same vein as Holly's question, are we going to see Anastasia and Christian in a fourth book, or are you going to move on to other people?
I'm pretty sick of Christian and Anastasia, frankly. And it's weird because they're you know, when you're in the midst of writing that, they're bickering in my head all the time. You know, in the supermarket, everywhere, and it's interesting when you have other characters calling to you. So I certainly have that at the moment. So I'm kind of I'm going to put them on the back burner for a while and we'll see. You know, I don't know what I'm going to do next, but I've got a couple of things that I'd like to have a crack at.
So. Can't wait. So, you think women, married women, are more into experimentation with their husbands after reading your books? Would that be a fair statement?
I think that's anecdotally, that does seem to be what's going on.
Okay, I can't imagine this, but a study. Do you think? I mean, look, I'm the one who shared the book with my girlfriend. So, do you think women are sharing these books with their boyfriends and husbands?
I think they want their husbands and their boyfriends to read it. Yes.
Okay, and
that's certainly what I heard last night.
Anyway. And then they want to talk about it.
Yes.
I can't imagine they want to talk about it at a party, but I would imagine the confines of their own bedroom, they want to talk about it.
I wouldn't know. Okay. I don't want to go that far into people's bedrooms. What people do in their own bedrooms is up to them, frankly.
Are you finding that married women may have unreasonable expectations of their relationship with their husband after reading your books? Or you think that's not a...
No, I don't. I haven't. I have not. That doesn't seem to be the feedback that I'm getting.
Okay. And what about unmarried women? Are they, you think that maybe they're having unrealistic expectations, or are they having self-fulfilled prophecies?
That's the whole thing about romantic fiction generally. Do these men exist? You could level that at the entire genre.
But also, do these women exist?
Well, exactly. I mean, it's basically an escapist thing. You know, you go, it's like taking a vacation. You read the books and go off somewhere.
That's the way any good novel
exactly.
is.
Well, hopefully. So that's how I like to think of it.
That's great. Okay, we're getting ready for another break. I didn't tell you how to reach us on the Facebook fan page site for Talking Alternative Broadcasting on Facebook. You can email me at larry@divorcedbybloom.com. I think I see something here where I do have a question, and I will read it when we come back. So thank you for emailing me. You can also call 877-480-4120. I am here with E.L. James. This is the Divorce Hour today, having very little to do with divorce. I am your host, Larry Bloom, and we are on Talking Alternative.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day. Hi, I'm Carol Ward from the Body Mind Wellness Program. Listen to my show for ideas and information to help you live a healthier life in body, mind, and spirit. You'll hear from terrific guests who are experts in the areas of health, wellness, and creativity. So join me every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on TalkingAlternative.com. Professionals serving community.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Are you concerned about the future of your business or career? Would you like it all to just be better? Well, the way to do that is through better communication. And the best way to do that is training from the team at Improving Communications. This is Larry Sharp, host of the Ivory Tower Radio Program and director at Improving Communications. Does your office need better leadership? customer service, sales, or maybe better writing or speaking skills? Could they be better at dealing with confrontation, conflicts, and touchy subjects? All are covered here at Improving Communications. If you're in the New York City area, stop by one of our public classes or get your human resources in touch with us. The website is improvingcommunications.com. That's improvingcommunications.com. Improve your professional environment. Be more effective. Be happier and make more money. Improving Communications. That's the answer.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Procol Harum, whiter shade of gray. No, pale, excuse me, whiter shade of pale. The names of the books are 50 Shades of Gray, 50 Shades Darker, and 50 Shades Freed. How do we get the books?
You can get them on Amazon, on iTunes, iBooks. We can get them on the publisher's website, which is The Writer's Coffee Shop Publishing House.
Perfect.
And if you want it on your Nook, that's where you need to get it. There's an EPUB version, and then you can upload it in the frequently asked questions, because that's something that I get asked all the time about that.
And I'm reading them on Kindle, so.
And you're reading them on
Kindle.
You
definitely can get them on Kindle. Okay? Took me a while to find Freed, but.
Yes. Yes.
I know it. Well, it was released Tuesday, right?
Yes, it was. Yes.
And so far, so good, right?
So far, so good. Yes. Thank you.
We have an email. B, listening, B-E-E, listening from Ireland.
Hello,
hi, E. Love the book so much, as you know. Have you practiced any of these scenes on your unsuspecting husband? I can't ask that question, but apparently B can.
My husband is no longer unsuspecting.
I would have figured.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
Okay. And I would imagine you are happily married.
I'm very happily married.
Good.
I'm blessed. Thank you.
Good. Man, you know, to share the first draft with somebody is just incredible. You know, share it with your partner. Wow.
Well, my husband is a writer. He writes television drama, British television drama. So he actually was more looking at grammar and stuff like that.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure.
What was going on? And he occasionally say, "Oh, this is quite hot." Things like that. So
very British family.
He'd be very upset if he heard you say that, because he's actually Irish. So yes. He's an Irishman.
Oh, he's an Irishman. Excuse me. Have you spoken to, other than your husband, have you spoken to any men, and me, have you spoken to any men who've read the book?
Yes, I have actually. I've spoken to a few, but I get terribly embarrassed talking to men about it, because it's like, yeah.
I told you, just treat me like I'm one of the girls.
No, I do. It's the interest in it is you know, so I don't know.
Professional.
It's just I find it difficult to talk about. So it's kind of trying to do it here on the radio is kind of a big learning curve for me.
Well, so I would tell you that we don't have that many listeners, but the truth is we got listeners everywhere tonight. I'm really excited. This is doing exactly why I had you on the show. And I'm so glad that I've been, you know, that I've read the books. I will tell you that it's opened up a world for me that, I mean, I'll never be Christian Grey, nor would I like to be. But you know what? I think that I can be a little more non-vanilla.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear it. I'm rather disappointed that you're not wearing a silver gray tie, Larry.
I'll be honest with you. What I'm wearing is as close to a gray tie as I have. And I have to be, I was in court this morning. I did have to get dressed.
Fair enough.
So normally I come in here unshaved, a pair of blue jeans and a t-shirt. So, because it's radio,
it's
everybody.
Radio. No, absolutely.
It's radio.
Absolutely.
What do you want our listeners to get out of this today? What, other than the fact that they'd be interested in buy the book, I mean, what do you want them to know about these characters?
I don't know. I just think it's, you know, give them a chance, really. If you want a vacation, if you want to have a vacation with a book, I go into a book and just forget about things. This is what I'm told anecdotally that people do. I would say give them a go. They're not for everybody.
And no, they're not for everybody.
But you know, if they are, then hopefully you'll have a really good time reading them and enjoying the story.
And I was telling you about this Hanukkah party.
Yes.
And one of the women at the Hanukkah party said, "Well, I'm a school teacher and I have, you know, 10 days off for Christmas and New Year's. I'm waiting for them to start the book so that I could read it without interruption."
Yes, that's what I hear is people forget to pick up their children and stuff from school.
Oh, I don't want to hear that. It is engrossing. It's, you know, it's completely different worlds. I think the fact that money is no object to Christian Grey is certainly part of the fantasy.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you get the feeling that this guy could be a pauper and she would be as equally enthralled with him as...
I think so. I think it's just another layer to get through.
You know, some of the accoutrements, you know, the flying...
Oh, right, yes. You know, didn't know where you were going to go with the accoutrements,
No. I'm talking about... But those things, you know, they're nice, they're fluff.
Yes.
They add a dimension to this fantasy man.
Absolutely. He's very accomplished.
He's very accomplished, yeah. And he's very young, and yes. He's very...
Driven,
but very alone.
And very angry, and very sad.
And very alone.
Mm, very alone.
And, you know, what I was taken with was when Anna is asking him, "Well, don't you have any friends?"
Mm.
And all he can think of is his security guy.
Yes.
His...
Taylor has a few fans as well.
I would tell you that... Of the real characters of the book, I liked him.
Yeah,
I thought he was cool.
He's a cool guy, yes. I like Taylor, too.
And a shrink.
Oh,
and a
Dr.
shrink.
Flynn, yes.
So, although I don't know too many shrinks that would bring the girlfriend, that would allow the girlfriend
in. You know, but there's a, yes, absolutely. That was a challenge, you know, to write, to convincingly write a psychiatrist. It was, that was a bit of a... tall order, but I thought, well, why not? And I had to.
Well, you could have had an American do that because we're all used to having psychiatrists psychopharmacologists.
Well, exactly. In the UK, we don't. You know, we have tea and sympathy, and some people are really good at the tea, and some people are really good at the sympathy, and some very rare to find people who can do both. So it's not a world that I inhabit at all. Although I have a dear friend called Peter. So thank you very much, Peter, who is a child psychologist. So I had a long chat with him about what would you do if you met someone like this, and he was really, really helpful.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's where that
went. We get our inspiration from various sources.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And you just decided this was in the, let me see if I can, the BDSM community, that was where you wanted to put this story.
Well, not... I mean, the story is not a BDSM story.
No, it's not. It's the kink.
It's kind of a, you know, it's just a sort of the backdrop to the love story, really.
It's the canvas on which the love story is painted.
if you like, yes, yes.
Okay, and the brush strokes are quite interesting in this. So, What else is there that I wanted to ask you? How important was it for what you called, or what Anna called, Mrs. Robinson?
Mrs. Robinson.
Mrs. Oh. Robinson. We won't say what her name is because her name changes from...
It was a bitch with, troll.
And, you know, she could have been just a member of his past rather than somebody who was in his present. And how important was it for you to get her into the story?
Well, she kind of just evolved, really. When I wrote the first chapter, and I had this thing that everyone in the where he worked was blonde, and I thought, well, I might use that later. That's because that's, you know, you just put these things in and you either run with them or not, or what have you. And that's that. I did pick up on it later, and that actually came out of the Mrs. Robinson character. I think she's a really interesting character, and you don't know if she's good or evil or what have you as you go through the books. And it's actually very difficult to make a judgment on these things, which is why the book is called Shades of Grey, because I actually see the world in
shades of grey,
absolutely, and not in black and white. And I find people who see things in black and white really quite scary. So so I, you know,
they're called matrimonial clients.
We
are here with E.L. James. We are. You got one more segment left, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to ask a question, you got to ask a question. Then she goes back across the pond, and we can't speak with her again until the movie comes out or the next novel comes out. So please give us a call, 877-480-4120. You can email me, you can Facebook fan club page us, larry@divorcedbybloom.com. Thank you very much. I am here with E.L. James, author of 50 Shades of Grey, 50 Shades Darker, and 50 Shades Freed. This is the Divorce Hour, and you are listening, as always, to talkingalternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
The Pointer Sisters.
The Pointer Sisters, why not?
I'm so excited. And you know what? You read the book, and you get so excited. The characters get so excited.
They do.
Everybody gets excited. You know, even some of the side characters, the diversion, the diversionary characters. You know, I'm interested in seeing what happens with Mia in the third book.
She's on a campaign. Yeah, yeah.
I figure you gotta give her love too.
Yeah.
So, I like all the characters. I like the way the brothers interact.
Yeah.
I do. I like the way Christian and Elliot?
Yes.
Yeah, Ethan's the other character, the other guy.
Yeah.
Okay. That Elliot, you know, because Elliot just does not take, his brother seriously at all.
No, absolutely not.
And he is the only one who doesn't take him seriously.
No, he doesn't at all. As brothers, you know.
That's the way brothers are.
Exactly.
And I guess that's one of the reasons why one of the aspects for me is the brother relationship.
Yeah,
I think.
It's kind of special.
The one thing I've learned in 3 years of this show is that 1 minute is a very long time, but an hour goes by so damn fast. I can't believe our hour is just about up. Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
And hopefully you will come back.
I'd love to.
Whenever you're in New York.
Yeah, I love New York.
You have a standing invitation.
Oh, thank you very much.
You know, if the budget for this show allows me to fly to London, I'll be more than happy to do that as well.
You'd be very welcome in London. I could take you to a few pubs.
Oh, thank you very much. please let us know when you have other books coming out.
I will do that.
Keep us informed as to the status of movies. I'm going to ask you a question because I'm an aspiring writer myself. Okay? Who's you, other than George Clooney as Gray, and he's a little old. Do you have, and he is. He's old. I'm too old to play Christian Gray.
George Clooney's lovely.
But who was your ideal Christian Gray? Ideal Anastasia Steele?
Anastasia would be me.
Okay.
But much younger and much slimmer, I think. So,
you know, I could see you with that role.
And
in that case, you could have Clooney.
Okay. Well, let's do that. Let's go with that.
Okay. Fair enough. I always thought Tom Hanks should play me, but that's neither here nor there. As I say often in this show, and it's been 54 minutes and I haven't said it yet, so I have to say it. This show is all about me.
Of course it
okay?
is.
Okay.
Of course.
So, once again, the three books, 50 Shades of Grey, 50 Shades Darker, 50 Shades Freed. Go to Amazon.com, download it on your Kindle. I'll tell you, it's much less money on your Kindle than it is if you get the book.
Absolutely.
So, I recommend that. Read it. Find out what everybody's talking about it when the movie comes out.
I want to be invited
to the premiere.
Larry, there's only interest.
My
previous job is about managing people's expectations. Is exactly what I did.
Manage people's expectations too.
It's just interest. That's all. I just got some emails and stuff.
Okay.
So.
Everybody, stay tuned for Tony. Tony always has some interesting stuff. Next week, Dr. Cheryl Kirschenbaum talking about the science of kissing.
Ooh.
And it's an anthropologic and scientific consideration of kissing. It is not the art of kissing. Cheryl and I may have that debate about whether kissing is an art or kissing is a science. It's probably a little bit of both.
I think it's an art.
Certainly EL thinks it's an art. We know that Christian and Anastasia think it's an art. Read the books, everybody. You won't be disappointed. This has been the Divorce Hour. I am your host, Larry Bloom. Come back next week. Stay tuned for Tony. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bombadida, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please tune in on Mondays at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Tune in as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off right with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Hi, I'm Julie.
Hi, I'm Julia.
What are you wearing? Welcome to J&J's Secrets of Style and Beauty.
We know there's beauty and style in all you do, whether it's a job interview,
first date,
or wedding. We also know that not everyone understands what works best for him or her.
We're here to help. Think of us as your personal beauty, style, and grooming gurus. As industry experts, we'll give you the best information for men and women on how to look phenomenal.
Tune in Tuesdays at 8 p.m.
to learn how to look your best.
Are you fed up with talking points rhetoric? Every way you turn, it's left or right spin, ideology, no reality. In fact, it's ideology over intellect. No more. It's time for the truth. Join me, Larry Sharp, a.k.a. The Neosage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11 Eastern, for the Ivory Tower radio program. In the Ivory Tower, we'll discuss what's important to you, society, politics, business, and family. It's provocative talk for the realist and the skeptic who want to know what's really going on, what does it mean, and what can be done about it. So gain special access to the Ivory Tower and listen to me, Larry Sharp, your Neosage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11, New York time. Go to ivorytowerradio.com for details. That's ivorytowerradio.com. The Ivory Tower is a great place to visit for both entertainment and education. Listen in, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11. It will make you smarter.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
TalkingAlternative.com.